Hey there. Thanks for joining me on this edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie Hake, and I'm your host. This is episode 131, and today we are talking with sisters-in-law Carrie and Bailey Oshman, who co-founded Fit Mama and 30, an online fitness and nutrition community for moms. Whether you're currently pregnant, hope to one day become pregnant, or maybe you just know a mom, well, this episode is for you. Just a reminder, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and head on over to Facebook to join our free community. This is where we discuss each episode, and it's a space to connect with other like-minded, fierce females looking to be the best versions of themselves, whether that's with nutrition, fitness, or mindset. So just search Fit Friends Tribe and request to join. All right, on to the show. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fierce.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour. Ladies, we're so happy to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
So this is exciting. Lauren and I would always record we'd be two together. So I just love the power of the internet and technology. We were just talking about before this, how awful we are at technology, but how we can all three be in different places and on the same call.
It's pretty cool. But it has to be these days, you know? I feel like it has to be.
It really does. So let's start by just introducing yourselves. Tell us a little bit about how you two know each other and where you're at right now.
Yeah. So this is Carrie. Bailey is my sister-in-law. Just a little bit about me. I am actually a mom of two. So I have a three-year-old and a five-year-old who keep me insanely busy. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I've been in the health and fitness industry for, I'm old, this is going to date me, like 12 years now as a certified trainer, a sports and exercise nutritionist. And then most recently, I became a pre and postnatal training specialist.
Love that. And how about you, Bailey?
Yeah, I am a registered dietitian, have been for about 5 years now, which like we were talking about earlier is crazy. It's been that long. I live in Indianapolis and Carrie and I are doing Fit Mom and 30 together. No kids yet, but I do have a fur baby. Her name's Lucy. She's a Maltese. She's my fur child. So yeah, we've been doing this for going on, what, Carrie, is it 3 years?
This is our third year.
Yeah, third year, which is pretty crazy.
Time flies as an entrepreneur. And it's just funny you talk about you've been in this field for 5 years, 10 years. And I feel like we're just constantly learning and
nonstop.
When you're a business owner, it feels like everything just goes that much faster.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Like once you learn one thing, then there's something else that you have to learn because that's already like outdated.
Evolving. Exactly.
You have to constantly evolve.
And that's this field too, right? Of health and fitness. And we talk about on this podcast, particularly just, you know, I've been very upfront about how maybe stuff I've preached in the past, I don't necessarily agree with anymore. And I think as just health professionals, we have to constantly be changing and growing with industry. Otherwise, we get left behind. So what really led you guys to, you know, it sounds like you both have had your own individual health and fitness careers. So what was kind of the catalyst and what led you guys to start Fit Mama and 30?
Yeah, so we've both been in the industry in different capacities too. I'll let Bailey kind of tell how she got in the fitness industry. I've been in the fitness industry in terms of when I was growing up, I wasn't always an athlete. So I was a high school athlete. I was a college cheerleader. I was an NFL cheerleader and then a pro fitness competitor. And just like you were saying, things that you used to think were correct and follow in the past, you realize that's nowhere close to what it should be. So, I mean, I've had the privilege and unfortunately the exposure to what overtraining and disordered eating and what they can really do. And I feel like that's kind of what fueled me personally to get in as a coach and try to make a change. Cause it's just crazy what you think is correct and what really needs to happen. So as for Fit Mom, I'm 30 after my first child. So after the birth of her, you know, once you have a child, you realize, wow, you have zero time. And I mean, like everyone's busy, but man, when you have a kid coming into this world, it's just like, how am I going to have time to do anything? So as a fitness professional, if I thought if I was stressed out about eating healthy and not getting in workouts, like how are these moms feeling? So that's when Bailey and I kind of talked. I'll let her kind of talk about her, how she got into the industry, but we just teamed up and we both thought like, there's got to be a better way. Like we've got to develop a program to help moms get in their workouts and getting healthy eating without like feeling this just over consumed with everything.
I love that you say that about as a fitness professional, because I resonate with that too, is that you take a step back as a coach or trainer and you go, hold on, it shouldn't be this complicated. And if this is how I feel, I am in it every day. Not everybody works at a gym, right? Like we have so many things that end up potentially not being our excuses, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes you think about the average person. So Bailey, tell us kind of a little bit about your story and what led you here.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, even at a pretty early age, I feel like in high school, I knew that I always wanted to do something in the health field somewhere. When I realized that I really wasn't into like working with blood, I knew that I didn't want to be a doctor or a nurse or anything like that. I'm a science nerd, have always been a science nerd. I love research and I love food. So when I was thinking about, you know, maybe what I wanted to do potentially in the future, I, you know, stumbled upon dietetics and it checked all those boxes. So it kind of just made sense to me. I was helping people. It was in the health industry. It was a lot of science, as you know. And also it had to do with food, which I love food. I love recipes. I love cooking. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me. For out of college, I went straight into corporate nutrition, worked for a really big health company there and did that for a while, but it just wasn't really meeting my needs as a career of what I wanted to do. Love the people I worked with, but the job itself, I just wanted to do more. I wanted to be able to help people on a larger scale than what I was. And that's about when Carrie and I had the conversation of moms and how there's really not a lot of programs out there that are focused on them specifically. So we had that conversation and we started Fit Mom in 30 pretty much right away. It started with just a nutritional ebook. Honestly, that's where it began. Yeah. And it's kind of, yeah, which is kind of crazy to think about where we are now. But it started there and we've just kind of gradually built it into this online community, which has been a lot of fun.
I love that. I'm curious. So you obviously both have this online space. What fills up most of your days as far as like other aspects of your job? Because I always think it's interesting to hear kind of as entrepreneurs, people think we do one thing, you know. So you mentioned that you were in corporate mm-hmm. wellness. So what other hats do you wear now?
Oh, goodness. Well, it's just Carrie and I at the moment. So we are literally everything. So I'm not only a dietitian, I am a social media, I'm going to call myself expert at this point, social media expert, marketer, IT person, you know, all the things.
Accounting, same with finance, Carrie. Oh, yeah.
Carrie's accounting,
community
finance.
Builder, customer service.
Customer service. Yes. We wear a lot of hats and it's honestly just, you know, trying to just roll with the punches and learn as you go and adapt. And I think we've both done a pretty good job at it so far.
Well, that's what I want people to hear is that like you started this, I mean, look at how far you guys have come and just, it started with an ebook. It started with an idea. It started with seeing that there was a problem. Right. And it sounds like you guys were like, we've got to come up with a solution and we're just going to start. So I love just hearing kind of how it's evolved. So you started with the ebook. Kind of walk us through what were your next steps to developing the online program and what did that look like? Did you find that you had individual clients who were having issues? You know, Carrie, you mentioned like it was a challenge for yourself. Like what was happening there?
It was, yeah. So we started out, we had a closed, honestly, just Facebook group that we've nurtured. It was completely free. So if you purchased the ebook, the workouts kind of came with it. So we would jump on there and do live workouts each week. We would upload them just to the Facebook group. We could see the momentum going. Like people, that's as you know, obviously nutrition is, yes, where the results are. Community are where the workouts come in. And we saw the need and you just saw these moms who were loving, like doing the same workout every day and just feeding off of each other. So we thought like, this is great. And we love the space. But then we would get questions saying like, hey, I was looking for that workout that we did 3 weeks ago. And that was when Bailey and I are like, we've got to make a subscription site. Like it has got to be like, we've got to find a way to organize the chaos versus like Facebook tags. What can we do? So then we developed a subscription site where it was you know, every single month, Bailey and I would come up with new workouts put together. You know, we ours are heavy weight, like not heavy weights, but all focused on weight training. There's a couple of days of HIIT training, but we are very into weights or where the results are. So, and you know, a lot of females don't love weights and are kind of afraid to do them. So that was where we were just like, we are going to make these weight-based, we're going to make them fun, and we're just going to make them very accessible. So people kind of mix and match and do whatever they want to do. So it became a subscription site. We've only bought that for what, about a year? August?
Yeah.
Maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it kind of started fun, and then it was like, oh wait, this is actually working. Okay, wait, now we kind of need a system. What do we do now?
Yeah, exactly. It built momentum.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So you've got this Facebook group, you find that people are getting engaged and they had a lot more questions. What do you find? What are some of the biggest struggles that your clients have, especially moms, or let me ask you this too. Is it just moms that are in the group?
No, we actually have, it's majority moms, but it's honestly busy females. It is all females. We wanted to keep it female. You know, you can open up way more to a group of just females who can, but it's all, all the women are pretty much in the same age range. So whether they're, you know, moms or not, it's busy women who maybe their baby could be their job. We have a lot of just busy executives or busy, like, you know, women in their 20s who are trying to take their career to the next level. Your schedule's nuts. It doesn't matter if you have children or not. This is, you know, whatever you're building, entrepreneurs. Your business is your baby. It's just, there's so many different stages of the busyness in this group that it's constantly just been females who are busy, which as your question, time. Time is the biggest struggle that I feel everyone in the group can relate to. How do I get it in?
What is something that you found that has really helped your clients find time, right? Because I mean, that we hear that as a trainer across the board. I mean, I think trainers specifically, but really any when it comes down to making change or habit change, behavior change, that's really what it boils down to is if I had more hours in the day, then I'd do X, Y, Z. So how have you found that your clients have been able to overcome that? Or how does your program kind of meet that need?
Yeah. So we really talk about just getting back to the basics and setting, you know, short-term goals first. You know, long-term lengthy goals are awesome. It's always awesome to have that drive and determination, but you have to start small to make it, you know, a habit and then to make it realistic so that you can meet those long-term goals. So we say, you know, give yourself grace, start small. And our workouts are all 30 minutes long. So the In 30 of Fit Mama In 30 is 30 minute workouts, 30 minute recipes. So we basically record a video that is 10 minutes long to start, and then you would repeat that two more times. So we say, you know, if you're at a point where you can only do that 10 minutes, then hey, start there, work your way up. When you feel a little bit stronger, do 20. When you feel, you know, really good at 20, do 30. So we start, you know, kind of just keep it small, realistic, work your way up, because that's how you're going to make those long-term goals.
I love that 30 minutes, because that's something that I think even people who do have time, like you guys have been in the industry, we know that you can get results in 30 minutes. Like nobody needs to be spending 2 hours at the gym anymore. And I love too that you're kind of build it up. So I find in my own clients that especially women, we, like you said, we tend to be very hard on ourselves and it's hard to give ourselves grace. And so how do you encourage women, you know, to, yes, if you get through just one round, that's still progress. Like, how do you keep people motivated in that sense?
I think it comes.
Go ahead, babe.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I think it comes down, you know, to who you're surrounding yourself with and community as well, which community is such a big part of our program. You know, even though it's online, there's a lot of, you know, stay-at-home moms or, you know, women in their 20s who are in the workforce and, you know, building their careers that, like, sometimes it can be very lonely. And so there's a lot of women in the same place at the same time. And I think knowing that you're not alone and that, hey, if you're only hitting the 10 minutes, well, you have 20 other people that are at 10 minutes with you. So I think community is a big part of that as well. And then Carrie, you were going to say something too.
The other thing I was going to add is just, it's switching mindset. And this is not even just for, I know we were going to talk about pregnancy and postpartum as well, but this is just mindset. I feel like as females, I know it's hard not to be focused on physique and like what our physical body looks like. But what we've tried to do, like not just with our current community, but with our pre and postnatal, is we have to start thinking about our bodies as our functional body versus our physical. Because if you start thinking of functional, the physical follows. If you start thinking about what are my goals and how can I get stronger? So like for the 10 minutes, start at 10 minutes. If you do one round of 10 minutes today and, you know, 2 weeks from now, you can do two rounds, like that's a huge improvement. You're getting stronger. So if you aim for, let's do one more rep, let's do one more round. Can I do 5 more pounds this week? If you're always progressing yourself, you start thinking about functional, like how can I get stronger instead of how am I going to physically look different? And I think that mindset right there, you stop focusing on the numbers of scale, you stop focusing on how many inches, that stuff comes when you start focusing on functional and physical and those type of goals.
Functional over physical. That's going to be the Instagram post for this episode. I love that so much.
That's good. Yeah.
Like you said, it's such a mindset shift. And I hope that's where our industry is headed. I don't know about you ladies, but I'm so glad that we're just here collaborating, you know, talking about this topic, because I think for us as professionals, like we have to be part of that movement of changing the mindset, because it's not just the mindset of our clients and, you know, our community, but it's that tends to be a lot of the mindset of a lot of trainers out there. Would you guys agree, or have you had similar experiences?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of the women that come to us are very intimidated because of past relationships that they've had with other health professionals, because they've made them either feel a certain way, feel negative during their workouts, you know, kind of that, give me 10 more, do this, just to feel like they're like yelling at them. So you really have to, especially, you know, you have to nurture, you know, I feel like you have to nurture everyone and just get them back to saying that, you know, something is better than nothing. And even though it might be small to you, or, you know, what you think is small, it's not. It's actually a really big improvement. And you just have to work yourself up and, you know, make your expectations to meet your expectations, not someone else's.
That's another great quote. You ladies are full of it today, right? But I love that.
That's inspired. So true.
Yes. Yes. I am inspired. If you're driving, like press this on pause, like go back and re-listen to those two quotes. That's so good. Talking about kind of the mindset shift in meeting clients where they're at, what do you find are some of the biggest myths around pregnancy and fitness, and I guess even nutrition too?
Yeah, this is a big one, especially since we've both become pre and postnatal exercise specialists and have looked into the research. There's been a lot of new research since the 1980s that says that exercise during pregnancy is really almost necessary. I would say the biggest myth is just that, you know, a lot of times you hear you shouldn't exercise during pregnancy, that it can be dangerous for you, for the baby. And you hear that from a lot of family members, friends, and even some health professionals, I would say. But the research is there to show that strength training and exercise is so important during pregnancy. Now, of course, there are those situations where there are higher risk pregnancies. And if your physician, you know, tells you you can't do something, then you need to obviously listen to that. But for the overwhelming majority of women who will call a normal pregnancy, it's actually really doing them a disservice not to exercise, specifically strength train during their pregnancy. Because if you think about it, labor, delivery is an extremely high stress event.
The hardest workout there is.
Exactly. And I mean, honestly, truly, for a lot of women, that is the most physically demanding event they will ever go through. So if you are training really low stress for a high stress event, the two just don't go together. We always like to say you wouldn't not train for a marathon. At least I hope not, because that could have a lot of bad outcomes, right? So it's kind of the same thing. You want to train, and there is a proper way to do it. Don't get me wrong. There is a progression series that we've actually put together to show you how to do it safely and effectively. But the biggest myth is to take it easy. You know, don't lift weights, don't exercise during your pregnancy, because you're at a higher risk for C-sections, for maternal exhaustion. And there definitely is, you know, a medical need for C-sections. And it's not to say that those are bad. However, there was actually a recent study that came out and said that women who do strength train during their pregnancy have a 75% reduction in the need for a C-section or forceps during labor, because they're not as exhausted, because they have trained their bodies to take on the demands of labor and delivery.
That is fascinating, first of all, because it's just going, like you said, that's a perfect example of you've got functional goals that you need to focus on that are much more important, like delivering a child. So yeah. I'm curious because as a professional, I was always hurt, or maybe I read this a long time ago. I don't know. You hear things and they stick with you. And then you kind of go, wait, maybe is this still true? The recommendation of if you already exercise, then it's safe to continue to exercise. Is that still the recommendation? Or, you know, if a woman is deconditioned and not actively exercising, what's the recommendation for, you know, they find out that they're pregnant?
That's like the biggest misconception. That's probably my favorite is, that is so used to be that, I mean, I'm probably just a couple years ago, that was what my OB was telling me 5 years ago.
Okay. You know, so I'm not off of like, that is very common that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is the biggest thing they've changed is not only is it okay, like, if you're not working out now, you absolutely can start and you should. And you should be doing not just walking, not just swimming, not just yoga. You should be lifting weights and your goal should be to increase strength in the proper way, in the proper format, in the proper program. But those should be your goals. And like to your point, yeah, like even myself, I feel like, and once you get pregnant, it is this feeling there is a balance. Like you've got to listen to your body, but you want to push yourself and you want to get stronger. Cause like Bailey said, you're about to go through labor and delivery, which is exhausting and a high performance event. And then you are going to carry around this 8 pound and increasing weight, doing every single thing you can think of, that bending down, bending over, but I mean, squatting, standing, if you think of all how physical it is and you're constantly holding a weight that's only getting bigger, you've got to be prepared for that.
I'm so glad that's not the case anymore, because I think that also just gives women hope, right? I think a lot of women who become pregnant, who maybe, you know, they're inspired, they have this new motivation, like there's a new motivator to exercise. And I love that statistic and all that we're talking about right now just goes to show, yeah, and you should continue to move. Whereas that previous recommendation, I think that is like my biggest pet peeve. Just with the healthcare system in general, is when I have a client who comes to me who says, well, they told me I couldn't do anything. Like I can only walk or I need to stop lifting weights. And it's like, your physician was trained in one area, right?
Yeah.
Like, so frustrating, right? Because it's like, do nothing. It's like, no, that's the opposite of there's something that we all can do.
It is. And that's, you know, something that we're trying to do by putting together this program is to not only obviously help women with exercise and building their strength and all of that, but is to also educate women and also educate health professionals as well. I mean, we have hopes of going into doctor's offices and, you know, talking with physicians and OBGYNs because it is relatively new research. I mean, this is what, Carrie, 1980s was the last time they really looked at this. And then over, I would say, the last decade is when we've seen this change happen based off the research. But not only is our mission to help women train, you know, safely and effectively, but to educate them on the benefits not only exercise does for them, but for their baby as well, and how it can be such an important factor to their experience when it comes to labor, delivery, and postpartum recovery.
There's studies and statistics to show that babies' Apgar scores are actually higher for those mothers who were working out while they're pregnant. And also obesity. Their obesity rates are lower for kids whose mothers worked out when they were in utero. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell the ladies listening who aren't moms, explain to them what an Apgar test is? Because I know there's going to be people who are like, what? Why have I never heard of this?
Yeah. So Apgar score is a test that the doctors and nurses perform on the baby to basically get an idea of its vitals. So all kinds of series of tests, which the score in total tells you basically the health of your child at birth.
A very important number. Yes.
Very important number.
Very important.
So we've talked about some of the myths and some of the misconceptions. So let's say, you know, Carrie, you talked a little bit about your history with bodybuilding and kind of that body dysmorphia. So what advice do you have for maybe women who are pregnant or want to become pregnant, but they do have a history of dieting and negative body image, and they're kind of at that place where my body is going to be changing. I really want to change my mindset, but they're kind of stuck in their past.
It's a lot about that shift we were talking about. You have to start thinking about the functional. Your functional body versus your physical, because I'll tell you right now, whether you have been fit or whether you are fit when you get pregnant or you're not, you are not going to like what you see when you look in the mirror over a progression of nine months. I don't care how healthy your relationship with your body. It is a change that you just can't, you can't embrace it once you start thinking about what's happening. But I'll tell you right now, looking in the mirror is not like this. No one's excited to look in the mirror when they're pregnant. But if you can start thinking about what you're doing, so start focusing on functional body. How strong is my body getting? If you're training, you're doing that. And also how you're affecting the health of your child. Because once you become a mother, it is all about your kid. And there's nothing wrong with that. How can I keep this baby safe and healthy are your top two thoughts from the minute you get pregnant until the rest of your life. So if you can start thinking about what am I going to do? How am I going to eat right? How am I going to progressively get stronger? What am I going to do to not only be healthy for myself, but be healthy for my baby? That does change everything. And that does help you start thinking like, all right, what should I really be eating here? Should I really be eating this much? What does a healthy plan look like? Once you can start actually getting your mindset around that, it does change everything.
I love that. That's great advice. Bailey, do you have any advice as far as nutrition goes with that same aspect?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back a little bit to what Carrie was saying about you have to think about, okay, you know, it's not about just me anymore. You know, I am, you know, growing a human as well. So what is the best nutrition that I can give this child? And think, you know, more about the baby and yourself and kind of, you know, what that nutrition and all these changes that the food that you, you know, feed yourself and fuel yourself with, that's going to essentially help your baby as well. So, I mean, obviously, you know, in the first trimester, people are kind of just trying to get through it. You know, I mean, there's some that, you know, have wonderful first trimesters and others who don't. So you have to give yourself some grace there and know that this is only, you know, a 9-month period. It's not going to last forever, but, you know, just knowing that what you're feeding yourself is fueling both you and the baby. And so just remember that.
I always laugh because my sister, she's, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but if they're listening, they're not family. They don't know. She's pregnant with her third. And so she has had like the most glowing pregnancies, just like life is good, act like everything's so good. And I just joke that like, I'm going to be the one in the family that gets pregnant and is just like vomiting the full first month, like always sick, can't get herself to take a shower. Like,
yeah.
I'm just mentally preparing myself to be that sister.
To be that. And hopefully not. Maybe it will not be like that for you. It's so different for everyone. It's amazing how everyone's bodies are so different.
It is. It's wild. And we talked about this a little bit before we started recording about, you know, Bailey, you don't have kids. I don't have kids. Just, I still find it so fascinating because I do hope to have a family one day. And so I love hearing about how can I prepare myself? I work in an office of other women too. And I swear I learn something new about pregnancy every day that blows my mind.
Yeah. It's been so eye-opening for me because honestly, had I not gone through this training and put together our program, I would be doing so many things that what I've learned you're not supposed to do. Like I truly would be specifically around exercise, but it's been so eye-opening to me. And I'm someone who, you know, obviously am in this industry, I'm in the fitness world, in the nutrition world, and this is new information to me. So I can't imagine what it is for everyone else as well. It's been so eye-opening and interesting.
You read my mind. I was just thinking that if you're listening and you're kind of wondering like, how does this pertain to me? Maybe you don't want to have kids. We all know another woman in our life who, you know, we all have a mother, like we all can educate somebody else. Or like you said, just educate and help you know, support somebody who is going through this. You know, maybe if you're not at that stage, how can you support somebody who is in that stage?
Exactly. I have so many friends right now that are currently pregnant. And so they're all reaching out to me like, what should I do? And I love it. It's fun. I love educating people. So it's been a lot of fun too.
It does backfire a little bit working in pediatrics. Parents are like, how many kids do you have? And I'm like, I don't have any advice for this sleeping tip or, you know, getting like, I can give you all the tips that I know, but personal experience, not so much.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I can get that for sure. And what I always say, well, you know, it's a lot of my friends, OBGYNs are guys. And I'm like, well, there's a male OBGYN. So, I mean, as long as you're educated on it and you know the topic, then, you know, you're good.
Right. I love that. So we touched on this a little bit, but can you guys break down more about your new program? Because you've been doing this for a while, but you now have this new pre and postnatal program. So what all does that entail, and who's it for?
Yeah. So like we mentioned a little bit, there is an actual proper way to exercise during pregnancy. You just don't want to throw yourself into something because there are a lot of risks associated with exercise. If you don't know what you're doing, you just throw yourself into a gym or a class. So after we got pre and postnatal exercise certified, we found that it really needs to be a progression. So what we've done is we've broken down this, it's really a course. It's actually teaching you how to exercise during pregnancy. And we break it down into stages. So the first stage is the foundation stage, where you are learning those, exactly what it's called, good foundation steps. So we kind of get back to the basics and we focus on things like neutral alignment, because that's so important during pregnancy because it's constantly shifting as the belly is growing, you know, to make room for the baby. Deep breathing technique.
Alignment shifts a little bit.
Just a little bit. We get back to the basics and we focus on adding in some weights to those workouts. So once that you're done with the foundation stage, then you move into what we call the strength stage, which, as the name implies, we're helping you build your strength up for, you know, pregnancy, labor, delivery. So there we're upping your weights and lowering your repetitions. And then once you're done with the strength stage, then we have an entire stage dedicated to labor and delivery called birth prep. So essentially, we are training your body for similarly what it will go through during labor. So you focus on a lot of cardio, and then we do a little bit of breathing techniques, because during labor, and Carrie can talk about this a little bit more, during labor, it's a constant like, go, go, stop, stop, go, go, stop, stop. So that's kind of the approach that we take in this birth prep stage. And then once you are done with the prenatal section, then postnatal, we have an entire, again, progression series as well that takes you through everything that you need to know, both postnatal as well. Along with the exercise portion, we also have a nutrition portion as well, which is pretty neat. So we take you through each trimester, talking about foods that you want to include, foods that you want to avoid, supplements, vitamins. You know, that's a big question that I get a lot, is what supplements should I be taking? You know, ways to reduce nausea. So we kind of provide everything for you in that progression stage, and then also anything that you might need nutritionally as well.
I love that. It's so specific. And I love that you have kind of a progression. Like, there's truly a method. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I think when it comes to people listening, like, you debate, do I invest in a trainer? Do I invest in help? And this is such an area that there is so much information. And, you know, doing something like this really helps give you the step-by-step. And I love that you're educating, right? You're not just saying, okay, here's the program and this is good luck. Like you're really informing moms of, like, this is why we're doing what we're doing. This isn't just because it's Bailey and Carrie's show and we like this exercise. Like, you're really intentional about the purpose. So I love that.
You actually said specific is, like, you hit the nail on the head, because it is very specific. And just, it's as specific as, like Bailey mentioned, running for a marathon. We know exactly what changes your body are, like, everyone's experience is slightly different, but we know what changes your body are going to go through. We know what you're going to have to do during labor and delivery. We know what that postpartum period looks like. So if you know what specific event, you know, if you're going to run a marathon, you hopefully are going to run during your training and not just stretch, you know, ideally. So just like pregnancy, hopefully you're going to strength train and prepare and not just walk or swim. You know, those are great activities to incorporate, but that there's a progression model and it's very specific. And if you know how to do it, it's kind of like, instead of like just piecing together workouts, let's follow the structured plan through the 9 months, just like you would for any structured, you know, it's an athletic event. So let's train for it.
And I'm all about, like, there's a lot of information on YouTube, Google, like, we have computers in the palm of our hands, but when it comes to a specific goal that you have in mind, or, you know, an outcome or how you want to feel, right? It's like, take the shortcut. Don't reinvent the wheel. Somebody out there is better at what you're doing. Like, you know, you guys have studied this. You've done it. You've dug through the research. Like, you've done all the hard work. That, why not take the shortcut?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. And I think it's important to note too, that you have to be careful of whose program you are purchasing, right? So you want to make sure that it's not just an influencer that isn't certified or isn't, you know, certified in the area that you are looking to improve. Because just the other day, I sent Carrie, you know, this thing that I saw online. It was a pregnancy program and someone was doing something that you totally shouldn't be doing in your third trimester. And I just couldn't believe that it was out there in the universe, because it's to us such a, we know that it's so not what you should be doing, but it was still out there and it was being promoted. And I was just like, no, don't do that. And you still want to be supportive of everyone. You want everyone to follow their dreams. But also if you are looking to do something, especially, you know, for your body or health and wellness, then you want to make sure that you're getting your information from the correct people.
Well, and just how we were saying before, like, I will tell you up front that I am not an expert in pregnancy. Like, I will do my research and I will help you the best I can. But I think that speaks volumes about you ladies, and just, you know, I can talk about other professionals too. Just like, know your lane, you know, and that's why I bring people like you on this podcast, is to build that network and to go, you know, I'm not your girl. Like, I care about you, right? Because I think that shows that we really care about the people that we're trying to help. We're not just in it to make a buck. And so if you're listening and you're, you know, debating purchasing a program or whatever, do your research and be like, what's this person specialty at? Because the reality is, with fitness and nutrition, yes, it's this broad umbrella, but there really are specific lanes. And so,
definitely,
Instagram influencers in fitness and nutrition, that could be a whole nother another episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're not your girls to come to if you want to train through a marathon. I have never ran. Yeah. One. I know nothing about it. I don't know how to put a progression model. I 100% outsource that.
Yeah.
To an expert.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's something to think about too. If you're at the stage, or maybe you have met with a trainer, or you've connected with someone online, you know, if you ask them a question and you're just not sure about their answer, and if it feels like they're just trying to sell you to get you to buy, like, a truly great professional will refer you out to somebody else who can help you get to your goals faster.
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been so much fun and I've learned so much, and it's been just a pleasure talking to you ladies. So I always love to end guest interviews with asking you, what is the best thing that's happened to you this week or last week?
So mine's pretty boring, but honestly, I feel really good about it. I got my entire house just deep cleaned. You know, I feel like after the holidays, there's just so much going on, and I love like Christmas decorations, and I was really sad to take it down, but it did give me that like motivation that I needed to just clean my entire house, like deep clean. I'm talking like mop the floors, you know, not just vacuum. So my house right now is just spotless and I love it. So I'm really happy.
That's a pretty,
you're getting old. I love it.
I know, you know, you're getting older when that's the best thing that happened to you in the past week.
I found myself walking around Lowe's with my fiance the other week, and I was like, I think I posted Instagram. I was like, is this, what is this saying something? This is a sign.
Yep,
it is, Katie. It's the first sign.
But it does. It feels good. A clean house. Like,
oh, it's like, oh yeah. I'm talking like clean sheets. You know, I've vacuumed the floors, mopped, you know, I got around all the edges of the floorboard. I mean, it's just, it's a good feeling.
Organized. It's that feeling when you start, like you've then got to declutter and just do the whole thing. It's a project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. Yep. Okay, Carrie, how about you?
Well, this is going to make me sound like a bad mom, but we are back into a normal routine and my children are back in preschool.
I mean, you've been talking about this for a week.
I did love Christmas vacation. My husband took a couple weeks off of work for like the first time in years. So it was like awesome family time until about last Friday. And I was like, time to get back to a normal schedule. I need to get some work done. We need some space. So normal week after the holidays, normal routine. Best kids thing are, that's happened to me.
Kids are like not sleeping, hyped up on sugar. Like everybody's all out of whack.
You don't know what day it is.
They're done with each other. They need other people.
Other people, not blood related, huh?
Correct.
I love that so much. Well, if our listeners want to find you or more about your program and just follow you guys in your wealth of information, where's the best place that they can find you?
They can find us on Instagram at FitMamaIn30, and that's FitMamaIn30. There's a lot of different ways that you can spell MamaIn30. So we always like to say that. You can also find us on our website as well, FitMamaIn30.com.
Awesome. And we'll be sure to post those links in the show notes so that you guys have access to it. And feel free to reach out with any questions that you have. So thank you, ladies, so much. I hope you guys have a fabulous week.
Awesome. Thank you, Katie.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.